It happened live on TV, a hospital staircase, journalists filming, and then another explosion. On August 25th, Israeli forces struck Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza, the largest medical facility in the region. The first blast hit the upper floors, damaging operating rooms and doctors' residences. Minutes later, as medics and journalists rushed to help, a second strike hit the hospital's external staircase. At least 20 people were killed, including 5 journalists. Reuters cameraman Hussam Al-Masri, AP freelancer Mariam Abu Daka, Al Jazeera and Middle East Eye cameraman Mohammed Salama, MEE freelancer Ahmed Abu Aziz, and NBC contributor Moaz Abu Taha. The attack was captured live by multiple outlets, showing the moment the second blast tore through the crowd. Israel's prime minister called it a tragic mishap and promised an investigation. The WHO condemned the strike, and press freedom groups accused Israel of trying to silence coverage. Nasser Hospital had been a lifeline for southern Gaza. Now, much of it lies in ruins. A hospital, a rescue, and then another strike. This is the reality of war, seen in real time.